The fourth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice. One by one he calls his own sheep and leads them out. When he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow, because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers. Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. So Jesus spoke to them again. I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands. But the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they might have life and have it to the full.
Continuing a previous gospel reading about the cure of the man born blind, Jesus has revealed himself to Bartholomew, the cured man, and is now addressing the unbelieving Pharisees who have crowded around him to hear him speak. He says, with the help of his stick, a man born blind, as this young man was, can always find the door of his house and move about in it, because he knows his house. But if he were taken to a different place, he would not be able to go in by the door of the new house, because he would not know where it is, and he would bump against the walls. The time for the new law has come. Everything is renewed, and a new world, a new people, a new kingdom are rising. The people of the past do not know all this. They know their times. But they are like blind people taken to a new town where the regal house of the Father is, and they do not know its location. I have come to lead them there, to take them into it, and that they may see. I am the door through which one enters the paternal house in the kingdom of God, in the light, in the way, in the truth, in the life. And I am also the one who has come to gather the flock left without a guide and lead it to one only sheepfold, the Father's. I know the door of the fold, because I am the door and the shepherd. And I go in and come out as and when I like. I go in freely and by the door, because I am the true shepherd. When a man comes to give the sheep of God other instructions, or tries to mislead them, taking them to other abodes and other ways, he is not the good shepherd. Likewise, he who does not go in by the door of the fold, but tries to enter in a different way, jumping over the enclosure, is not the shepherd, but is a thief and an assassin. He goes in to kill and to steal, so that the stolen lambs, with their wailing voices, may not draw the attention of the watchman and of the shepherd. Also, false shepherds are trying to insinuate themselves among the sheep of the flock of Israel to lead them astray from the pastures, far from the true shepherd. And they go in, ready to tear them from the flock, even by means of violence. and if necessary, they are also willing to kill them and strike them in many ways, so that they may not inform the shepherd of their tricks, or cry to God to protect them from their enemies and the enemies of the shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know me. And those who have been forever the watchmen of the true fold know me. They have known me and my name. They mentioned it to make it known to Israel, and they described me and prepared my ways. And when my voice was heard, the last of them opened the door to me, saying to the flock awaiting the true shepherd, the flock gathered around his crook, saying, "Now, here is the one who I said would follow me, one who precedes me, because he was before me and I did not know him. For him, that you may be ready to receive him, I have come to baptize with water, that he may be revealed to Israel." The good sheep heard my voice, and when I called them by their names, they came to me, and I took them with me, as a good shepherd does when he is known to the sheep that recognize his voice, and they follow him wherever he goes. And when he has let them all out, he walks in front of them, and they follow him because they love the voice of the shepherd. But they do not follow a stranger. On the contrary, they run away from him because they do not know him, and they are afraid of him. I also walk ahead of my sheep to point out the road to them and to be the first to face dangers and show them to the flock that I want to lead to safety in my kingdom. The Pharisees then challenge Jesus' claim that he is the promised Messiah. But when Jesus asserts that he is and explains that his kingdom is not of this world, they ask him for proof. As more people join the group, he repeats, "I am the good shepherd, and when a shepherd is good, he gives his life to defend his flock from wolves and thieves. Whereas a mercenary who does not love the sheep, but the money he gets for leading them to pasture, is only worried about saving himself and the savings that he keeps in his bosom. Did he watch over them while they were growing, and did he work to make them strong? The owner, who knows how much sheep cost and how many hours of working, of watching, and of sacrificing they entail, the owner loves them and takes care of them as they are dear to him. But I am more than the owner. I am the saviour of my flock. I know how much the salvation of even one costs me, and I am therefore willing to do anything to save a soul. It was entrusted to me by my Father, as have all the souls, with instructions that I should save a very large number of them. The more I am able to snatch from the death of the spirit, the more will my Father be glorified. I therefore struggle to free them from all their enemies, that is, from their egos, from the world, from the flesh, from the demon, and from my enemies who contend with me for them to grieve me. I do that because I know the thought of my Father, and my Father sent me to do that because he is aware of my love for him and for souls. The sheep of my flock know me and know my love, and they feel that I am ready to give my life to give them happiness. I have other sheep, but they do not belong to this fold. Therefore they do not know me for what I am. And many do not know what I am or who I am. These are sheep that to many of us appear to be worse than wild billy goats, and are considered unworthy of knowing the truth and of having life and the kingdom. And yet it is not so. The Father wants them as well. So I must approach them too to make myself known and to make the good news known, to gather them and to lead them to my pastures. They also will listen to my voice, because they will end up by loving it. And there will be only one fold under only one shepherd, and the kingdom of God will be formed on the earth, ready to be transported to heaven and received in heaven under my scepter, my sign, and my true name. With his eyes bright with ecstatic tears, Jesus looks at the faces turned towards him, and a smile trembles on his lips. It is such a spiritualized smile in his spiritualized face that it thrills the crowds, who realize that the Christ has been in a beatific rapture, and that out of love he wishes to see it accomplished. He collects himself, and for a moment he closes his eyes, concealing the mystery that his mind sees and that the eyes might reveal. And he resumes, "That is why the Father loves me, O my people, O my flock. Because for your sake, for the eternal good, I give my life. Later I will retake it, but first I will give it, so that you may have life and have your Saviour as your life. And I will give it in such a way that you may feed on it, as I will change from shepherd into pasture and fountain, which give food and drink." And Jesus, who so far has spoken in a loud voice, turns towards Bartholomew, the cured blind man, who has been all the time in front of him with his baskets of sweet-smelling apples at his feet. And Jesus says to him in a whisper, "You have forgotten everything because of me. Now you will certainly be punished and you will lose your job. See, I'm always the cause of sorrow to you. Because of me you lost the synagogue, and now you will lose your master." And Bartholomew replies, "And what am I going to do with all that if I have you? Only you are of value to me. I will leave everything to follow you, if you will allow me. Just let me take this fruit to him who bought it, and then I'll come with you." "Let us go together," says Jesus. "Then we will go to see your Father, because you have a Father, and you must honour him by asking him to bless you." "Yes, Lord," says Bartholomew, "everything you wish. But teach me many things, because I know nothing, just nothing. I cannot even read and write, because I was blind." "Do not worry about that," says Jesus. "Your good will teach you." And Jesus sets out to go to the main street, while the crowds comment, discuss, and even quarrel, divided between the two usual opinions. Is Jesus of Nazareth a person possessed, or is he a saint? The crowds, with discordant opinions, continue their dispute while Jesus goes away. A short time later, after working miracles, mostly on some little children, women, and old people, Jesus says, "I am the universal shepherd, and I must gather together all the sheep that want to join my flock. I make no distinction between healthy and sick, weak and strong, and between sheep that know me, because they already belong to the herd of God. And there are sheep that up to the present moment do not know me, and did not even know the true God. But I am the shepherd of mankind. I accept my sheep from wherever they are, and I accept whoever come to me. Are they poor, dirty, downhearted, ignorant sheep, beaten by shepherds who did not love them, and who rejected them, saying that they were unclean? There is no uncleanliness that cannot be cleansed, and there is no uncleanliness that, wanting to be cleansed, and asking for help to be so can be rejected with that excuse. It is God who rouses good wishes. If he rouses them, it means that he wants them to become real. It is the very Spirit of God that with indescribable prayers asks all men to be absorbed by the love. Because the Spirit of God wishes to spread himself about and become rich. To spread himself about by loving an infinite number of beings, hardly sufficient to give solace to his infinity of love. And to become rich with an unlimited number of beings attracted to him by the sweetness of his perfumes. Jesus says to Maria Valtorta, "This is a page which is painful to dictate, to write, and to read. But it is true and should be uttered. Write. It is for priests. I called you shepherds. I did not call you solitaries or captains. The solitary lives by himself. The captain marches at the head of his men. But the shepherd remains in the midst of his flock and watches over it. He does not isolate himself, because the flock would be dispersed. He does not walk at the head, because the absent-minded in the flock would be left behind along the way, prey to wolves and thieves. The shepherd, if he is not a madman, lives in the midst of his flock. He calls it and gathers it together. He tirelessly goes back and forth along its extent. He precedes it at difficult junctures. He is the first to examine obstacles, leveling them as much as possible. He makes rough ways safe by his efforts, and then remains at the troublesome spot to oversee the passing of his sheep. If he observes that one of them is fearful or weak, he takes it on his shoulders and carries it beyond the point of danger. If a wolf comes, he doesn't run away, but hurls himself against it in front of his sheep and defends them, even at the price of dying to save them. He immolates himself for them to satisfy the beast's hunger so that it will no longer feel the need to tear anyone to pieces. How many beasts there are attacking souls. The shepherd does not waste time on useless chatter with passers-by and does not get distracted with matters which are not his concern. He takes care of his flock, and that's all.